So picture this. You're sitting at your desk and you've got four completely different PDFs for a roof replacement project.
Oh, yeah, the classic nightmare scenario.
Right. Like one vendor included the gutters, another one didn't, and the third guy just completely ignored your scope of work. And you have to present a recommendation to the board in an hour.
And let me guess, you're frantically typing numbers into a spreadsheet, just trying to make sense of it all.
Exactly. I mean, this is the daily reality of property management. So today we're exploring a really helpful source called the Guide for Choosing Bid Management Software. Our mission here is to help you cut through the noise and find a tool that actually fits your workflow.
Because let's face it, most tools out there are built for $50 million skyscrapers with dozens of subcontractors. But you're an intermediary juggling smaller, everyday capital projects across a bunch of different properties.
And a lot of these tools just fail
Yeah.
because they try to, they try to replace your process instead of actually speeding it up.
Yeah, before you even look at a software demo, you really have to map your breakpoints. You know, where are the bids getting stuck? Is it in messy email chains or giant attachments? Or maybe it's those awful approval bottlenecks where everything just
You
stops.
know, the source mentions Amy, an industry veteran who pointed out that massive platforms like Yardi or RealPage, they're great for basics. But their construction modules are often just too much.
They leave a huge gap right where property managers actually live. Which brings us to the five capabilities that actually matter. Number one is frictionless vendor intake.
Which is the total make or break, right? If a vendor takes more than 10 minutes to learn a tool, they're just going to go back to emailing you PDFs. High adoption is everything.
Exactly. And then capability two is getting that apples to apples comparison, the whole bid leveling process.
Right, but a quick red flag here. A lot of tools claim they have automatic leveling, but you really need human judgment to interpret scope differences.
Yeah, software doesn't know if vendor A's lump sum includes permit fees, while vendor B's doesn't. Look for tools that highlight the variances and gaps instead of just spitting out an automatic answer.
That makes total sense, because you're the one on the hook if it goes over budget. And that ties into the third capability, which is upward documentation. Your final output isn't a software dashboard.
No, it's a recommendation for an owner or a board. So the tool needs to produce executive-ready summaries.
Because if you have to spend 3 hours rebuilding a software export into a PowerPoint deck, that software has completely failed you.
Spot on. The fourth one is institutional knowledge. The guide brings up tracking vendor performance history, like communication and timeline adherence.
Right, so when a project manager leaves, the data doesn't just walk out the door with them.
Exactly. You need that searchable history. And finally, the fifth capability is stack compatibility.
It shouldn't replace your property management software like AppFolio or Yardi, but it really needs to complement it.
Yeah. And when it comes to actually testing these tools, you have to be smart about the demo strategy. Do not trust their canned demo data. It's built to look perfect.
You could run a real project through it during the trial.
And ask them who actually built the software. Tools built by former property managers who have been in the trenches just feel completely different than those built by software engineers.
That is such a good litmus test. You should also get feedback from a couple of regular vendors and your asset manager before you commit.
Definitely. Ultimately, the right tool just makes your existing process faster and your recommendations much clearer to ownership.
Absolutely. So to wrap up, here is a final thought to mull over. If you actually calculate the hours your team spends manually reformatting bids into spreadsheets every single year, what is the real hidden cost of your current process? Is it just the wasted time, or is it the massive risk of losing all that institutional knowledge every time a project ends?